talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, September the 7th, 2018. First Friday in September, 16 minutes past the hour. This is the Exchange Club. Terry Tackett and Charlie Evers are on the panel today. Marge Hazelett is out this week. She'll be back next week. And we do have an announcement to make that next week, kicking off the new fall radio season here on WWGH Radio, we will have a new permanent panelist on this show.
Really?
Yes. And I'm not going to announce who it is.
Okay.
You have to tune in next week.
I won't be able to sleep at night.
think, Charlie, a whole new group of people to argue with, new person to argue with every Friday.
Yeah. Wow.
And this week we are going back to current events, because if you didn't listen to the show last week, we tried to avoid them with going into our mailbag, mm-hmm. and it was a dismal failure. So we've got to go back to current events. So it'll be a lot of fun. So we'll have a standard 4-person panel on Friday now. Marge, Charlie, myself, and this new person. And when Terry and Sean can be available, they'll join. So we'll always have a full house. But I will say this will be in representation of a group that is not represented on this program on Friday.
This a group that's not represented?
Yes. Because the idea of this show is to do the week in review, mm-hmm. with different people from different backgrounds.
Like 60 minutes.
Yes. We could call
this... The clock is ticking.
We could call this 45 minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes. The creativity of it all. Now, we do have a trivia question, though, because we've got stuff to give away. We do have tickets to the Wilds. We have a CRT t-shirt. We still have the Jags cap. We have the CRT mugs, insulated coffee mugs, which are nice. I guess you don't have to put coffee in them. You can put anything in there. Here's the question, and you can answer any time between now and 1 o'clock. Nobody got this yesterday. This was one of our long-term questions. Florence Harding was the first woman to cast a vote for her husband as president. Why is this an odd thing to happen for Florence only? It's not about women. It's about Florence in particular. Why was her vote in 1920 particularly odd? That's the question. I'll read it one more time here. Florence Harding was the first woman to be able to cast a vote for her husband as president because women got the right to vote in 1919. Why is this odd for Florence Harding only? In particular for Florence Harding, not for women of all kinds. 740-383-9944, anytime between now and 1 o'clock. So let's get into the current events. We've got three big ones here. Charlie's eating.
That's okay. I've swallowed.
You swallowed now. All right, here we go. These two things I'm going to tie together. Bob Woodward's new book on the president called Fear is coming out on Tuesday. And we all know Bob Woodward's background, that he does get it right, and people don't usually challenge him because the story is right. And apparently in this book they call the president everything from a fifth grader to a dummy. Okay.
Is he giving away these books?
No.
Oh, he's making money.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Well, what's the connotation?
That it's in it for profit.
Right,
because Bob Woodward is so well known, and people respect what he writes, that he'll sell books like gangbusters, and he and his wife will be able to take the biggest vacation that you've ever seen.
Courtesy of the dummy, huh, Charlie?
Yes.
Well, no, but wait a second. But here's the problem. I mean, a lot of people write autobiographies.
Yeah.
They don't give them away for free. You sell them. That's the whole point of a book. But if nobody gave him this information, he couldn't have a book.
That's right.
So why is there all this consternation inside the White House?
Well, Mr. Brokaw did the same thing, only he had some good information, too. Brokaw.
What did he do?
Wrote the book on World War II.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he, yeah. It was for money.
Yeah. But it is, and I respect the newsman you're talking about, is he trying to degrade the president or put him down?
Well, he didn't say it. It's his own people said it.
Okay. But he was listening hard.
Well, he's apparently got all the conversations recorded.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's why President Trump is not doing anything about it.
Maybe he's the one that wrote the op-ed, the thing for the New York Times.
Well, this is what ties into that. The op-ed for the New York Times, which apparently is written by somebody who's working in the White House, who says they have to keep things away from the president so he can't see them, that he's amoral, that he really has no moral compass on anything. And now, apparently, as of this morning, the president wants to run lie detector machine polygraph tests on his staff to make to find out who said this. Yeah. I mean, well, he's paranoid. I can say that for him. What in the world is going on, Terry?
Well, when you surround yourself with people like that, I mean, this type of behavior to me is common. I mean.
Well, there's a lot of talk that the 25th Amendment, which has never been invoked, which is taking somebody out of office because they're not mentally fit, there is talk of this now because of this op-ed. But I don't know. What'd you make of the letter, Charlie?
I haven't read the letter, and I don't know anything about it.
Well, it was very negative for the president,
and it's from somebody
on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it pretty much describes that he's unfit for the job.
I haven't read. Did you read the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
It's online. It's New York Times.
Really?
Yeah. But they're saying they work inside the campaign.
I didn't have time to read the letter because I was watching the questioning of Mr. Kavanaugh.
Well, we're going to get to that. But is there an idea that we really don't want to talk about the president right now because it's a lot of negative? And he's got a world of hurt on him right now. And there's a lot of problem there. I'll say that. Whether you like or dislike Trump, you can't say that there's not a lot of trouble there. This is not other people saying this. These are his own people saying this. These people he chose.
But we don't know who.
Well, we might soon. The polygraphs are coming out. I never thought I'd live to see the day where the president was polygraphing the people in the White House to see who did this. You know, first of all, I'm not even, to be honest with you, here's my opinion. Well, who do you think did it, Terry? Now, there was a word used in there, lodestar. Now, that kind of points toward Mike Pence because he likes to use that word, lodestar. But was that a throw-off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think with all the heat coming on Jeff Sessions, maybe it would be Jeff Sessions.
Could be Jeff Sessions. Who do you think would be?
They're talking about replacing him, right? So
yeah.
Well, it must have been Mr. Mueller.
Well, Mueller doesn't work for Trump.
Oh, it was somebody in the campaign, I guess.
Yeah, I think Mr. Mueller gives President Trump nightmares.
Interesting.
but the whole thing that still confuses me about that is if he can fire him, why didn't he just fire him?
Because he'll be fired. He'll be right out the door next. They have said that would be the line you don't want to cross.
Okay.
You do not want to fire Mueller.
Well, I just thought instead of worrying about it every night, why didn't he just...
Well, because it makes you look guilty.
Okay.
I mean, that's what happened with Nixon when he fired his special counsel. Well, immediately they put the office on lockdown and appointed a new one.
Okay.
And it eventually brought him down.
Makes sense.
The problem is, here's what I believe. I don't like the idea that it was anonymous.
Sure.
Because I think if you really feel this way, you should sign your name.
Definitely put your name to it. Sure, sure.
But here's the other thing. I don't think it's real. This is what I've come to realize. You know who I think wrote this? I think the president and Rudy Giuliani wrote this letter. Here's what I think happened. I think the Bob Woodward book is coming out. It's very negative toward the president. He has recorded conversations, so the president doesn't want to challenge that book. So I think they put this out there because there's always... President Trump likes to talk about this deep state and everybody's out to get him. And this looks like, well, his own people are out to get him. He's not even... It makes him look kind of sympathetic to his own people. And I think he wrote it. I think it's a tactical thing because here's my reasoning for this. Let's say you're somebody in the Trump White House. And you are scared to death of the president, okay? And you are doing things to make him look better. You know, you're withholding paperwork. Sure. You're doing all this stuff, which is what this letter alleges.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you send a letter to the New York Times letting him know you're doing this? Because now there's a whole over polygraph and everybody's denying. I think the president wrote this letter.
To throw you off from that book.
Well, maybe. To get sympathetic.
Yeah.
So people, that the deep state's out to get him.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. If you were really trying to stop the president from doing bad things on the inside, why would you let the world know you're doing this?
Now, the New York Times is not obligated to tell who wrote that letter.
No. You can have anonymous sources.
Freedom of the press.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And, constitutional, First Amendment?
First Amendment. I just don't think if you really were doing that with the president that you would tell people you were doing that with the president. I don't think you would. Why would you? Because, of course, he's going to start looking for you. I believe this is all a ploy to get attention off that Bob Woodward book.
Okay.
But I do think there are some problems because we've heard, even in the phone call, which President Trump knew he was being recorded. Bob Woodward said, "Now I'm recording this phone call." And the president says, "Well, nobody asked me about being interviewed by you. I would have been happy to be interviewed by you." And he said, "Well, I talked with Senator Lindsey Graham, who said he mentioned it to you." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, he did mention it to me." The president doesn't know from one minute to the next what he's saying. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah.
Well, now, we're kind of people with mental difficulties. We don't downgrade them. Well, look what we're trying to do with the president.
We don't elect people with mental difficulties.
You've
got to
respect people.
You do? I don't know that you make them president. If he really does have some kind of mental deficit, I want him to be helped out.
Well, in a roundabout way, isn't that what Urban Meyer said? That he didn't know, and then
nobody ever knows when they're first acquitted.
Is the Urban Meyer thing done?
Yeah, I think it's over. Yeah,
for now.
I thought the media got into it.
Well, we all love to get into
it. I don't know what's going on with
it. Well, it is what it is, and the book's going to come out, and I don't think it's going to be very good for Trump. And he'll, I guess, polygraph the staff this weekend. That'll be what's going on in the White House.
Well, don't make any plans this weekend for the staff.
Yeah, the staff's going to have to be polygraphed. Anyway, Supreme Court Judge Kavanaugh. I've watched a little bit of this.
I've watched every minute of it.
I think it's all just a big show.
Well, it was a free political campaign for those asking the questions, because they didn't have to pay for that time. They wanted to make a big impression among themselves. Oh, well, look at me. Boy, I'm asking him some questions I bet he can't answer. And
well, why can he answer, though? Why is
he answered everything. He did.
Yeah. I can't answer hypotheticals. That was his answer to just about everything.
Well,
hypothetically, I can't tell you. Hypothetically.
I tell you, that guy has to be one of the biggest brains in the country. And has a memory that goes back beyond all comprehension. And these people asking him questions over and over and over. And the people in the background screaming and yelling.
They're angry.
On cue.
They're angry.
Well, they were stooges.
The Three Stooges?
Well, you might say more than Three Stooges.
I don't know why if he believes that Roe versus Wade should be overturned, if he believes the president should not be indicted, if he believes...
Did he say all that?
No, he says, I can't speak to hypotheticals.
Well, no, he can't, because being a judge, you can't give an opinion.
See, that's not true. He could say, he could cite case matter, he could cite things he did, but he's not doing that.
No, but he would be, if he was ever involved in a case pertaining to that, he would already made a decision.
You don't think he's already got a decision on those things?
Well, hey, to me, he's the greatest person that you could ever find for that job.
What made him great?
He's intelligent. He knows the law better than most any other person alive.
Like, what specific thing did he do? Because I've watched these things, and I really haven't, most of the time, like when... All he's saying is, I can't speak to hypotheticals.
Well, that was one of the things he said.
A lot.
But all these people trying to get to him to make themselves look good, of course. Hey, I stumped him. Boy, did you hear that? Did you see that? And there's the biggest thing, though, in this whole thing. There's Republicans, who might be not 100% for him, Democrats are 100% against him, the white people who are mostly for him, the black people against him. So he's got the Democrats and the Republicans, the white and the black. Those are the forces asking him questions.
Yes, but don't you think he should give proper answers? I mean, don't we want to know?
Did you? I watched all week.
Yeah, but I
every moment.
And I kept hearing him say, "I can't speak to hypotheticals. I can't talk about that."
I heard a little bit, but you should have listened all week like I did.
I haven't. I don't know his opinion on anything.
He could recite cases from 20 years ago.
Well, so
word for word.
Well, but so could the rest of the Supreme Court, John Roberts.
It. Well, maybe they
testimony.
Could.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I just watched her by.
Well, all he's trying to do is be another one of them.
Right, but.
As smart as they are.
Right, but what he's doing is avoiding the questions they're asking him.
Well, I don't think he's avoided all of them part of them.
Well, how do you think he feels about unions? Every time they ask him that, he says, I can't speak to that. How do you think he feels about
Roe versus Wade? Would he want to give his opinion on any of that?
He's going to be
because
giving
being
his
a
opinion.
Supreme Court justice, they would say, already he's against this, he's against that.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of the hearings. That's why they have hearings, to know how you're going to do.
Well, anyhow, the poor guy, they ran him to death.
Yes, but the whole point of having the hearings is to figure out how they do feel about things.
Yeah, well, they had days of, and 12 hours at a time. Can you imagine a man sitting there answering questions for
they all have
12
done.
Hours? No, they
Hillary.
Haven't.
Yeah, they have.
All those
Supreme Court justices all have to go through the hearing process.
But not the senators.
Hillary.
The senators asking those questions.
The senators can be nasty.
Well, they were nasty. Many of them were nasty.
Well, I think because a lot of this is being ramrodded through.
And one of them, whether it's true or not, on Facebook said, if I have to commit a crime, I'm going to vote against him.
Why would voting against him be a crime?
Well, in his manner of questioning, he might have stepped out of the bounds or whatever.
Oh, Cory Booker. Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, Booker. Yeah, that's the one.
He said
it. Yeah.
Good for him.
You know, the funniest thing about Cory Booker, he looks and talks like a man I know.
Who's that?
I'm not going to say, but not because it's derogatory or anything like that, but I recognize with most of those people speaking, others that I've known, because there are only so many facial characteristics in human nature, and this particular guy has a voice and a face that looks like a good friend of mine.
What do you think, Terry? What do you make of this Kavanaugh hearing?
I really haven't seen many of them at all. I haven't really watched, you know. I just know that they were saying the other day that the owner of the Arizona Cardinals football team, I guess he went to school with this Kavanaugh, and he disappointed some of his season ticket holders because he basically, you know, put a letter up and so...
You put a letter up to
to basically endorsing him, you know, saying that, which they said that's fine to do, but maybe not to put it on the page of the era, you know.
Well,
he alienated some season ticket holders.
The Republicans are going to vote for
alienated some Democrats.
Well, the issue here is the big issue is Roe versus Wade. The big issue is unions.
Yeah.
And he won't give any answers on that, which tells you where he's going to vote.
So if those cases come before him, then what happens? I mean,
well, you'll know his opinion then.
Okay. If they came before him, you know automatically how he's going to vote on
it. I would almost bet that, yeah.
But is that what should be?
No, it shouldn't be that way because the Supreme Court's supposed to be apolitical.
Okay, that's why he wouldn't answer some of that. He doesn't want to give his position because if those cases came up, they'd know right away how he's going to vote.
Yeah, but here's the game, Charlie. The problem is we already saw this with the last justice who went through, which just happened about a year ago. The problem is the Republicans know they have the votes to confirm him without the Democrats, so this guy doesn't have to say it because he knows if he says it on national television, do you really think that the president nominated somebody who was pro-choice? Do you really think that Republicans are going to confirm somebody who's pro-choice?
Can't answer that.
I can. No. They won't. And what they're doing, the reason he's not answering it is because he doesn't want the Democrats to get momentum in the country that he's going to do it, and that will put a stop to those proceedings.
And that's what always gets me. They'll refer to the other side of the aisle. They should mix them all up. There shouldn't be one side or the other. Shouldn't be Republicans. They should all... I know those parties have their causes, and their members of those parties have to adhere to those causes, but to be divided all the time, Republican and Democrat, I don't know.
Well, one of the problems is he's a young guy. He's going to be there a long time if he does get confirmed, and that will change law in this country for a long time. And there is a worry on a lot of people's behalf.
But he's only one of the... he'd be one of the nine.
But he would be the swing. He would be the fifth, one way or the other, which could change policy.
How do you know he'd be the swing vote?
Because we've seen how the others have voted on these issues.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do we have a Supreme Court then, if we already know?
Well, because of a time like this, the justice who just left, Justice...
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yeah. Justice Kennedy was... He swung for Roe versus Wade, and that's what kept it on the books. He swung for gay marriage, which kept it on the books. He swung for unions, which kept it on the books. If this guy comes in and swings the other way, well, those things all go away. That's why they're asking him these questions, and that's why he won't answer them.
Well, I tell you, if it was up to me, I'd vote him in right now.
Because?
Because he's good.
Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure.
He's a family man.
We know that because he brings his family every day.
He is more skilled in professionalism in law than most anybody else you would find. Can you name anything that happened in your life 20 years ago to the sentence or the word?
But don't you think there's a reason he knows that?
Sure, he's smart.
He was going to be drilled. And yeah. What did you
Day think? After day after day.
Good. You should have to go through a process. We know what the votes are going to be.
But they've asked him more than any other candidate they've ever encountered.
Here's one of the problems, is because he has not been consistent in his rulings. And that's one of the problems. And they're also trying to keep a lot of this stuff censored. Now, why are they trying to censor all his stuff?
I know they've talked about that. What do they call it? There's a title they gave it. To where they restrict certain things.
Rulings
on the committee.
That have happened. Yeah. Why? If he's such a wonderful family man and he's such a wonderful guy and an upstanding person and answers everything on the level, why do you have to censor?
Maybe it has something to do with national security.
What a judge does in a circuit court?
I don't know.
I highly doubt it. It's because he has had rulings on Roe versus Wade. He has had rulings on indicting a sitting president. He has had rulings on...
He's ruled on that?
Let's see those censored reports. Let's see them. Why are you censoring them? Tell me it's national security. If it's national security, tell me that's why you're doing it. If it's not, then you got another reason.
Well, I think they're going to vote him in anyhow.
Well, they are going to vote him in.
And then we'll all have to suffer, won't we?
No, but I think I hope he doesn't turn out to be somebody who maybe decides to rule the other way, because then the president might be looking for a new job.
I think he's going to be one of the greatest Supreme Court justices that will ever be referred to.
I don't know why.
Well, I watch the whole week, or every day, day after day.
Have you watched the others being confirmed?
Well, no.
Well, but they might have been good, too.
Well, maybe they were. That's why they're confirmed.
Well, then how do you know he's the greatest?
Because he has had more questioning than any other candidate.
Because he's had more censoring than any other candidate.
I know about censoring, but he's had more asked.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, Charlie, and Terry, and Marge, how you guys doing today?
Now Marge is not here today.
Oh, she's not there today?
No.
Oh, I hope she's getting better. I hope she gets to come back next week.
Yes.
I'm going to have to agree with Charlie on this, and I'm going to throw my opinion on this. You know, we worry about people's background more than they can do the job. We need to focus on what kind of job they're going to need to do instead of worry about people's backgrounds all the time.
But what is his job?
We spend more hours on people's backgrounds than we do let them do the job.
Right, but what is his job going to be?
Well,
making decisions for the country.
Wouldn't
you want to know what some of his decisions have been throughout his career?
Yeah, but they don't have to talk about it day after day after day. Just, you know, we need to talk about what he's going to make the things better, not about his background all the time.
It depends on who you are. That's the that's the problem. If you,
Charlie, what do you think?
Well, I think that candidate is the greatest they could have ever that could have ever been chosen for the job, and I hope he is approved.
Well,
and
he will be confirmed, but I don't know why he had to have so much information censored.
I think what's going to come out of this, too, Feinstein, Mrs. Feinstein, is going to come under a little bit of scrutiny, and so are some of the others, because I think all these characters that started screaming, that was all programmed. One after another, there was some
cue. Oh, in the beginning?
Well, all through the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
They kept throwing people out, they're screaming. Nobody knows what they were saying, maybe. But it all sounded like it was being organized and triggered, that every so many minutes, one of these people would stand up and start screaming.
Well, I'm sure it was, but isn't that what this whole thing is, a show? People know how they're going to vote.
Who organized this, though? Who organized the screaming and
well, I'm sure
consternation?
I'm sure the Democratic Party, because they know they don't have the votes to stop it.
That could be.
I don't know what's wrong with that. I mean,
no,
they're all do what they want.
It's the first Constitutional Amendment rights.
Yeah, but I don't know why this guy, he's going to be there for the next 50 years. Don't you want to know how he's going to rule?
Oh, absolutely. I want to know how he's going to rule. You're right.
So that's what I don't understand. Why do they have to censor everything? And why does he keep saying, I can't answer that? It's all hypothetical.
But he hasn't said that often.
When it comes to those big issues, he has.
Because I saw every minute.
What's his feeling on unions?
He didn't say.
Too hypothetical. What's his feeling on Roe versus Wade?
Okay. Now, if he gave his opinion, why would he be on the Supreme Court if everybody knows his opinion? And wouldn't it be stacked? Or
that's
there's nine
the
of
whole
them.
That's what's going on here.
Well, I say he's the greatest guy they could ever have picked.
I think he's a pretty slippery guy. I think he's a guy who knows how to avoid questions.
No way. He's number one.
How many times did he say, I can't recall? I can't recall how that, I can't
who
recall.
Who else used to say that?
I thought he knew for 20 years.
I can't
years
recall.
What he did,
yeah,
know?
Now he knew.
He did. He recalled a lot of stuff.
But those Roe versus Wade issues, he just can't recall those things. Yeah. And he can't recall about unions. And he can't recall about same-sex marriage.
Well,
you're right,
did
Charlie.
Did you watch?
Yes. And his 20-year memory, when it came to like traffic rulings, he knew that. But when it came to abortion, you know, I just can't recall what I did in those cases.
Well,
and my cases for 10
I
years.
I wish you'd have listened to the whole.
What is it? True, Charlie? What is his feeling on Roe versus Wade?
I don't know.
Because
now,
he's been asked.
Does everyone know what Roe v. Wade is?
But has he been asked?
I don't know if he's been asked.
Well,
correctly.
You said you watched the whole thing. He's been asked multiple times. And every time he says, I can't recall, or that's a hypothetical.
Okay. A lot of his no answers refer to the fact that he is a judge and he cannot give an opinion.
And he's scared to death to give his opinion.
He didn't look scared to me.
You're right, because he knows he's got the votes.
He is number one guy.
Well,
in my book.
I'm not sure where that comes from. Terry, say something on this, Terry.
I am 100%
why
sure.
Why do you think he doesn't have a memory when it comes to Roe versus Wade?
Well, I think obviously he made some decisions that maybe weren't favorable to these hearings, that's why he's trying to...
When it comes to the indictment of the president, too, he's awful shady-minded on that, too. The porch light's flickering on that issue.
Well, all I know is somebody in there is going to protect us.
Well, let me just point something out. We have a president right now who has been implicated by his lawyer as a felon in the New York District Court. Now, it's kind of, we have a special investigation going on that has produced almost 200 indictments, 5 plea deals, guilty verdicts, people in his in the president's cabinet. Now, it's an important question to ask somebody on the Supreme Court, can you indict a sitting president? And every time he's asked that, he just can't recall what his feelings are on that. All my stuff's censored. I don't know. My porch light's flickering a little bit.
Well, now, if he did say, yes, you can indict a sitting president, okay, then when it comes around to the Supreme Court decision on can you do that, they already know his opinion.
Right.
So why even ask him?
Because that's what they're saying right now. Are you going to confirm a guy who's going to let the president off if he were indicted?
Is that a good guy?
I don't know, but maybe somebody else would like to call and...
Because here's the problem, Charlie. How does this guy even get on there? He got on there because the president appointed him.
Yes, the president
appointed him. Now, do you think the president appointed somebody who's going to rule to indict him?
Oh, no. President wouldn't... Oh, he'd never do that.
Would you?
No.
So that's... And he could clear it all up. You know, he could clear... All this man has to say is... No, I wouldn't do that. And they've even asked him another way. They said, would you recuse yourself? Because the man who appointed you, you might feel some loyalty to him. Would you recuse yourself? That's a hypothetical question. I really can't answer that one. Everybody knows the reason.
Hey, the hearings are still going on.
He'll get confirmed because it's a Republican Senate. But the problem is, there would be an outcry in this country if he did give the true answer, and he's skirting these questions, and that's not the way it should be. You know, if he really believes it...
I think there's going to be an investigation when this is all over on several of those senators.
I wouldn't.
Were up to something behind the scenes.
Okay. Oh yeah, I don't think all the information has come out to the American people yet.
I know somebody who's under investigation right now. We haven't seen those results either. How's it gonna look if this guy gets confirmed, and Mueller brings back a report that shows the president's guilty, and it goes to the Supreme Court to indict him, and Kavanaugh, his appointee, is the vote that stops him from getting indicted?
I don't think Kavanaugh would do... I think Kavanaugh would do what is right.
Then why didn't he say that? That's all he had to say. Everybody would have been pacified.
Did you ever say what you're going to vote for? Well,
yes. Do I think a sitting president should be indicted? No.
No, Charlie Scott.
Yeah.
Says, I am not going to tell you who I'm voting for.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for in an election, but yeah. I would tell you how I would vote on an issue.
Now, can you imagine Hillary sitting in that seat being questioned for 3 days?
She was. It's called the Benghazi trial. 13 hours, day in, day out.
Is that right?
Yeah. And she ate them up like flies, and nobody was ever prosecuted.
Well, anyway, I mean, what my opinion is, I'll let you have other callers if they want to call in. I just want to have somebody in there that's going to do a good job.
So, now, would you want? This is the question, because this is what it's all coming down to be honest. If the report comes back from Mueller that the president did something illegal, because it's going to go to the Supreme Court, okay? It goes to the Supreme Court, and the vote to stop from indicting the president comes from the guy he appointed. Don't you think that's a little hinky?
Yeah, that would be a little hinky.
And I don't think that would happen. Kavanaugh would vote in a way regardless of whether he was appointed by the president or not.
But why doesn't he say that?
Because it's too early. He doesn't want to commit his opinion. I mean...
Charlie.
Right.
No.
If you were going to... You're traveling down the street in a car going 50 miles an hour and you want to go 70. Are you going to tell them you're going to go 70?
Anybody who picks up a newspaper in this country knows what they're investigating. Russian collusion and obstruction of justice. He knows those issues. He doesn't have an opinion as a judge for 40 years on whether or not a sitting president should be indicted on those issues.
I don't know, but could you get anybody else from, say, a Democrat appointed that would have to answer those same questions?
I bet you if a Democrat...
And give opinions?
I would bet you that there is a Democrat right now. If you put them in that seat and you said, would a sitting president be indicted?
He would say yes.
Of
course.
Yes, he would.
Being a Democrat, he would.
Right, right. So do you believe that President Trump, the Republican under investigation, appointed a Democrat who's going to go that way?
No, I think he would vote whichever way that is right.
What do you think is right? Do you think a sitting president should be indicted?
Yes.
So if he voted no...
If they've proven...
Right.
If they get Trump to sit down for 3 days and ask him questions...
Well, that ain't going to happen because his lawyer said if he testifies, he's going to end up in an orange jumpsuit.
Well,
that's what his lawyer said. I mean, that's... His lawyer said... After
it was a trap.
He did a mock... interview with President Trump as Mueller, and he said, you better never testify with Mueller, because here's your two choices. You're either going to have to resign, or you're going to end up in an orange jumpsuit.
Well, I don't know, but...
So, well, my question is, why does the president get to appoint... Wouldn't that be voted on Shouldn't it be voted on other, or like the House?
It's the
that?
Sitting president who gets to appoint and the Senate confirms.
It's one.
Well, maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe they should be changed.
Well, I would think president that's under investigation probably should not be allowed to appoint Supreme Court justices. I think that's what the feeling is. But we'll see. Thanks for calling,
yeah,
John.
You're welcome.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But to put a notch in this one, Charlie, the problem is if he doesn't believe he should be indicted, just say that. Then we'll all know. We'll all know where you stand.
Well, then they'll know how he votes.
What's wrong with that?
Because do all the Supreme Court members say what they're going to vote for or against?
Most of them,
Before it happens? Really?
The hearings I've seen.
I wouldn't think that would be legal.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it's me. I think if he's a good choice for the judge, he shouldn't have to say how he's going to vote, because the other judges that voted on stuff 10 and 20 years ago, maybe abortion legal, maybe they don't feel that way now. And maybe if it was redone again, some of them would be changing their mind. And isn't it the judges' opinions, all 9 or 10, to come together and figure out what is the best thing for the country?
Yes. And I think
stuff. So if they can't be like a Democrat or a Republican, if they can't come together and figure out what's the best for the country, their party is the main thing, then they don't need to be in office. And if a judge cannot figure out what's the best for the country and leave his opinions out of it, then they don't need to be judged. Because the one guy that I can't think with that Rice girl, they even put him in, and if things come up concerning, like, I forget what the situation was, he might not vote on stuff like that to something about that. There's always something. And if these people can't really say that they would do the best job for the country, then they don't need to be in there even running for the thing. And if he's good, I don't think he should have to give anything how he's going to vote, because in 5 years, if it comes, maybe what he's got now, he wouldn't feel that way then. And it's stupid to be asking him how he's going to vote on things.
Right. I think you're right. I agree with everything you just said, because people do change their opinion. Kennedy changed his opinion.
Yeah, because like abortion, if some of those judges are about ready to die, and maybe they voted for abortion, and they think, well, maybe that's not so right now. You know, I'm at the end of my stage. Maybe these people, maybe, should be given a chance.
Right. I think that's...
And it's not right to make people say what they're going to do, because how it's done or something could be totally different when he maybe would be a great one. And I think if they're not going to be a good one, there should be some way to kick them off.
Right.
But, you know, the Democrats and Republicans can't do what's best for the country. They do what's best for the rich and the people that have all the money and own all the companies. And the Constitution says for the people. It doesn't say for the companies and for the rich. And they need to get rid of all these lobbyists going up there, like the Rifle Association, giving all this money. I think one thing is a person should be allowed to give maybe $1,000 and that's it. And I don't care if you're the richest person, Oprah Winfrey, you cannot give more than $1,000.
That's it.
All these rich people and all the people that own all these companies are buying the people's vote, and the people aren't having a say. Some of the Democrats and Republicans, to get their Republicans in, they've already given over $50 million to help them get in, and that's not right.
Ma'am, that's an interesting...
A better job, he can't get the money to do it.
Well, it's interesting, ma'am, because that's one of the questions that's been brought up in these trials, because that's a Supreme Court decision, how much money a group should be able to give, and they've asked this guy how... And this guy, on that particular issue, he draws a blank on that one, too.
Because those Koch brothers, they practically run that one college by giving them money and stuff to, I forget which college they had in the paper a couple months ago.
Trump University.
And that should be illegal. They put who they wanted on the high up places and everything. And it's like the people don't matter anymore. It's the people with the money and these big rich people. And that's all that the United States is for.
Well, hopefully we'll see what happens. Thanks, caller. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The problem is, like I say, ultimately, if you believe today that the president should not be indicted, if you don't believe, why don't you just say that? What would it hurt?
So, okay, if you give your opinion out, a judge can't give an opinion before
you can.
He rules on a case.
Then what is the point of these confirmations if the judge won't answer any questions?
Well, they're trying to dig up other things other than his position.
But why was it drawn up this way, that the president appoints and the Senate confirms? If the Senate can't get any answers, then what's the point of confirming?
Can you imagine? Here's somebody that's on trial right now. The judge has already said his opinion before the lawyers come up and argue. They know his position.
Well,
and so his ruling.
What doesn't that it doesn't have to be that way in every case, but the problem is the question belies, if you're the president and you're under investigation, you're appointing somebody who's going to make the law that's going to determine your future. Now, do you think you're going to appoint somebody who's going to be critical to you?
I don't know. He hasn't.
I would doubt it.
Yeah.
I would doubt it. What do you think, Terry? Final word, and we're going to move on to the final subject today.
I don't even know.
Okay, move on.
Move on.
We've got a few minutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the final one is Nike hired Colin Kaepernick to run in their ads, and people were burning and ripping and tearing their Nike merchandise. I don't know why they just don't give it to a homeless shelter.
Well, that's what they should do, really, yes.
All right.
But will Nike survive this?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Go ahead. Oh, caller's gone. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I didn't really understand it, to be honest with you. I mean, Colin Kaepernick has basically forfeited his career for something he believed, and Nike hired him. So now we're going to burn our merchandise.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on in this country. I really don't anymore.
Yeah.
It's a strange period. Go ahead, caller.
I have another question. Are they worried that he won't, if Trump is indicted, that he won't do his job and do something? Is that what most of it is about? Or?
Well, I think they're worried about if they can indict him at all. Because if the report comes back that he did something guilty, the Supreme Court will make the decision on if you can indict a sitting president.
Well, the other one, even if he does feel that way, but he's already in there, he doesn't owe Trump anything, the other one should have enough leverage to overrule him. I think that's nonsense.
Well, Trump
hasn't even been indicted, and if he is, cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Well, do you think really that Trump wouldn't appoint somebody who he didn't think was going to vote in his favor?
Well, how long ago has he had this guy in mind? When he first got elected, or just in the last month or two, or what?
July.
To me,
July,
that guy, whether he thinks he's not going to indict him, and that guy's on the Supreme Court, and he doesn't do something, well, then that makes him look like something, and I don't think he would do that.
Well,
he doesn't owe Trump anything.
Right, but the Democrats have even asked him, they've said, go ahead, be on the Supreme Court, but just in this particular case, recuse yourself because the president reported you. You can't be unbiased against the man who appointed you. And he won't even go that far.
Yeah.
He says, well, that's hypothetical. I can't do that.
Well, why would he even have to answer a question like that? He doesn't even know what it's going to be like. If I was him, I'd say, well, I don't care who it is, Obama or whoever,
why?
I'll do my job.
Why didn't he just say that? Why didn't he just say
that? I don't know. I would get tons of people asking me stuff like that. I think I'd just sit there.
It's it. Well, hey, thank you.
Well, I think, you know, Charlie, it's back to that, and that is the question. Why doesn't he just say if he doesn't feel it, say it?
I don't know, but I tell you, I think he's the greatest guy they could have ever picked, or whoever picked him, including the president.
I just hope he's not this forgetful when he gets on the Supreme Court.
You don't say forgetful when you talk about Kavanaugh.
So you do agree that when it comes to Roe versus Wade, indictment of a president.
No, I don't agree with any of those. I'm looking at the man.
Yeah, but when he forgets how he ruled on those cases, when he says, I can't recall.
And when they come before him.
You're saying he has a great memory.
Yes,
so those
he
are
does.
Just, so he's
Absolutely.
Lying. So he's lying. He really does recall. He just doesn't want to give the answer.
Well, it could be. Since he's a judge, you got to be very careful what you say.
Go ahead.
He went through days of it.
Go ahead, caller.
Short and sweet. I just want to say I agree with you, Scott, completely in everything.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in.
And I have watched it, like Charlie says he has. I haven't watched it every minute, but I agree with you, Scott. There's so many points against this guy. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Well, see, and it's all sides.
Well, I'm glad somebody agrees with you. Well,
well, I just don't like that he, you've said it, Charlie, you made the exact point that needed to be made. He's got the greatest memory on things that have, except right. on those issues.
Well, if somebody, well, all in all.
And healthcare is another one he doesn't have a memory on.
But I think he's the greatest guy that could ever be in that position, and that's all I can say.
And the reasoning.
The reasoning it was what I excerpted from all of the things he said in 3 days' time, and he's still...
Right, the stuff that he could remember. The stuff that he could remember.
Well, he remembered more than he ever forgot.
But the three big things...
Just the things the Democrats were asking, and he forgot.
Yeah. Well, anyhow.
I'll tell you, we basically, you know how he's going to rule. He's going to rule against Obamacare. He's going to rule...
Wait. Those things have already been ruled. Now, what's the procedure?
A case. All somebody has to do is bring a case.
Coming back to change the Supreme Court's decision. Bring a case. Decision.
What's the first thing Trump said? He was going to overturn Obamacare, so...
Well, President Trump did say on the case, I'm going to appoint justices that will overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
So if he says that, you don't think he asked this guy how he felt about Roe versus Wade before he appointed
beforehand?
Him?
Yeah.
I wonder if he recalled that day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's you know what, I would respect the guy can be against Roe versus Wade.
That's fine.
There are people against
but
it.
But who's going to bring up that case and all the other cases people want overturned? What organization is going to bring them up and present them to the Supreme Court and say
anti-abortion groups, church groups, any of those groups could bring a case.
Sure.
And it could cases set policy.
What's the procedure on bringing a case to the Supreme
Court to be overruled? File your paperwork. Go to the state court. Don't like the state decision. Take it to the Supreme Court.
Can't we start with the county courts?
I think the big one is the indictment of the president right now. Why won't he answer that?
The whole thing. There's so many people against Trump.
Just let me ask you this, Charlie, before we part. Yeah. Boy, the person who's coming on next week, they're never going to join this. Hullabaloo. Do you think when Trump was choosing this, because he had like 12 people he could choose from, do you believe he didn't ask him privately?
Oh, I'm sure he did privately. Probably got him in the closet and say, you don't mind me choking you, do you?
No, hold on.
How are you going to vote?
Do you think that Trump did not ask these people, the 12? You think one question was, do you think a sitting president should be indicted?
Who knows what he asked him? Were we there?
Do you think the chances are high that he didn't ask
him? We can only stipulate or only guess. We have no proof of what he asked anybody.
Right.
The president,
right.
Yeah.
And now we have no proof
of
what this...
We're just thinking.
And because of that, that's why these hearings are so important. And when he says he can't recall and everything's censored, then you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know if this guy will be any good? I don't know how he's going to vote on anything.
I'm sure he'll be excellent. He'll go down like many of the other Supreme Court justices.
In 6 months, Charlie, if the Mueller report comes back and indicts the president, and it goes to the Supreme Court, and he's the vote that keeps it from being done, then what do you say?
No, he won't keep it from being done.
He'll
vote the way he should, the way it should go.
I'll bet you a banana split he would vote against it.
All right.
I bet you $1,000. Okay. Terry, what do you think's going to happen?
I think you're right. There's no way that he was not asked those questions.
No way. Because Trump could have appointed anybody he wanted.
Absolutely.
What do you think why this guy was so special?
Wow.
Boy, the person who's listening who's going to join this panel next week, they're probably under the bed right now. But it's always fun to have these conversations with Charlie and Terry and Marge because they're not happening other places. So I'm glad they happened
here. That's right. Come to think of it. Talk. You're the guy that said Hitler should be number one.
That's right.
Oh, my. 1930, end of the year. We're out of here for this. See, but don't ask me about it. I can't recall that, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
I can't recall.
That's right.
All right. Charlie Evers coming up next with giveaways and a lot of fun. Stay tuned.
That has served Marion, Ohio for 46 years by teaching children sportsmanship, cooperation, and friendship.